Coffee. Check. Car keys. Check. Bob Bell. check, check. Bob Bell in the morning. Joy 620 WRJZ.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Fridays.
Thank God it's Friday.
From the Frasier's Carpet One Studios, the Bob Bell Show. We're observing social distancing today with a stay-at-home order, except for those who are essential businesses, which thank we are God, considered to be such. I'm thankful. Brought to you by Tater Plumbing of East Tennessee today. By the way, Tater Plumbing is also an essential business, 494-8485. You know, if you have a leak or something going wrong plumbing-wise, you've got to have a plumber. That's why they're considered essential services. 494-8485. Call them today. They will take care of you. Now with us on the phone is a longtime friend of ours, Martha Jean LaRue Baker, the one and only, the fabulous one, is online with us. Good morning, lady. How are you?
Well, good morning.
So Care Cuts is doing their thing for 4 years now, the fourth anniversary coming up as you celebrate. For people who don't know, and most of us do, but still, refresh us. Tell us what Care Cuts does.
Care Cuts serves the homeless and the less fortunate of downtown Knoxville.
Now, what they
how
do...
can they move forward without grooming? So I'm a barber.
Mm-hmm.
For 38 years, and I just kept looking around at the homeless and wondering, you know, what could we do? And so God just sent me the message. It was loud and clear. Clean them up.
Cut that hair.
Cut their hair.
Now, recently you had a young friend who you affectionately called Bear. And we've been looking at the plight of Bear. Bear was in dire trouble, really health-wise, so many different situations. But I also saw a picture of Bear when he first came off the street and a recent picture of Bear now that he's out of the hospital and thriving and doing well and learning, by the way. But cleaning him up, I'm talking about cutting the beard off and, you know, getting him a haircut, cleaning him up and allowing him to function as a regular human being. It is absolutely amazing. Tell us a little bit about Bear.
So Bear had been coming to Care Cuts for the whole entire time. He was, I would find him asleep at the door at Care Cuts early, early in the mornings. And I'd say, now Bear, you got to move on, honey. You can't sleep here. And he'd say, I'm just protecting the building, Miss Marty. I'm your night watchman.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I would just give him crackers and water, and he would mosey on.
Mm-hmm.
And many homeless try to sleep at people's doors. They, for some reason, they feel safe at Care Cuts.
Right.
So this was going on for about 3 years, and about 3 months ago now, I guess it was, or maybe, yes, he came to Care Cuts one of the Sunday feedings.
Mm-hmm.
We only cut hair once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was in very, very bad shape, as you've seen in the pictures. He had gone sepsis?
Yes.
He had been hurt through his thumb, and it was a brown recluse.
Wow.
Spider bite that had gotten worse, and he had kicked at it, and he had tried to, you know, take care of himself. And so took him to the doctor. I picked him up, talked him into that the next day, and they told him, you know, you're going to have to go to the hospital, and he freaked out and ran.
He ran.
They don't want to go to the hospital.
Oh, that's pitiful.
But yeah, he's just like a wild animal.
But somehow you got him there, though. How did that happen?
Well, I started going every day and taking him Gatorade. He was living behind the Greyhound bus station.
Right.
Him and about three others. And people drive by there all the time, Bob.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was in sight, you know. And the police officers, they try to move him along. And It's just pitiful.
So
anyway, I kept going back, and then it got really, really cold. And I asked my husband if I could borrow his truck, and I went to get him because I knew. Anyway, I went to give him a biscuit. In the mornings, I was taking him a biscuit. In the afternoons, I was taking him Gatorade. And so I went up, and honey, he was almost dead. So I told him I was going to back my truck in and put him in the back of the truck. He wouldn't get in my car because he was dirty.
So you didn't leave him an opportunity to say no, though. You said, I'm going to back the truck up, and you're going to get in the truck.
That's right.
I love Marty. That's the kind of person she is. She will not take no for an answer.
Thank you. When God, when the Holy Spirit gets in you, Bob, you can't say no.
And he knew that, though.
Yes.
But you had earned his trust as part of it, Marty.
Yes, sir. So I thought he climbed in the back of the truck. We ran over to, and Geraldine was with me. We drove two blocks over to CareCut and called 911, and they came. In the meantime, it was 26 degrees. He was in the back of the truck, and we were covering him up. And they came and took him. They took him. So from there on, you know, he was in a coma. He was an induced coma. He was on a ventilator. And when he woke up, the nurse said that there's a new word. And I said, what is that? And she said, it's called hangry.
he was hungry.
He's hungry and he's angry.
Absolutely.
And now, if you could just see him now, he's not hangry anymore.
But I'm looking at a picture of him now. He's got a big smile on his face. His thumb, which had to be removed, you got a place where you get to put vitamin E on it. Is that right? Vitamin E on it. Each and every day,
and make sure
and take care of him, and you bind his wounds, and
yes,
there's this smile on his face. Am I right? I'm assuming he's learning how to cook. Is that correct?
He's learning how to cook. He said the blessing at the table. I took him home with me.
He's transformed.
Yeah, Jesus is living in his heart.
Boy, that's just amazing. Because you cared enough to see. A lot of people say about the old starfish story, you know, this little girl goes to the edge of the beach like Marty Baker does, and she puts one starfish that got washed up, can't get back to the ocean. She puts it back in the water, and an older gentleman comes along and says, little girl, that's not going to help anything. That doesn't mean a thing. And she says, it means a lot to that one starfish.
Oh.
So it means a lot to Bear, but there's... That story is replicated in different ways over and over. If people wanted to donate to Care Cuts and the work that you do, Marty and the rest of you barbers and tremendous people who feed but also clean up people, how would they do that?
You just simply go to carecutsknox.org.
Carecutsknox.org.
CareCuts, knox.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you click on donate, and there you go.
Wow. There's an opportunity.
We also have a P.O. box on our website for those who don't like to, you know, do the automatic draft thing.
Right, right. We'll take a look at it, folks, and see how you can give and jump in. But the truth of the matter is there are many others that I see on your Facebook posts when it comes to Care Cuts, or you can look up We called her Martha a minute ago. Her name is Marty. But Martha is the official name. Is that correct?
Yes. My name was Martha Jane LaRue, and I married a baker.
But what about this husband of yours? He's got to be very sweet to allow you to pour out your heart so much to those who you even brought one into your house, because literally this was a rescue.
Nobody wanted Bear, and as I told Archie more and more about his story, and when they were going to let him out of the hospital, you know, we sit down at the table together where we do, and we pray together,
mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, Archie, what am I going to do?
He's going to be dead if you just let him go.
Oh, yeah. So he said, well, you just bring him on home with you.
What a guy. Seriously, no, seriously. That's a heart of Christ right there. What a guy. I mean, that.
So we did, and he did, Bear didn't have his medicine. We couldn't afford his medicine. So 2 days later, he woke up, and he said, I've had a bad night. And we looked at him and stuff, and we just put him in the car and took him back to the ER.
Right.
He was having congestive heart failure.
Right.
The, you know, so we've learned a lot through this young man. Yeah, he's a walking miracle.
Do you know about how old Bear is?
He's 47.
He's 47. Okay, wait, when he's all cleaned up like that, he doesn't look 47. He looks younger.
He does, doesn't he?
He looks so much younger since you've been taking care of him and cleaning it up and everything. But he's like he's like a transformed man.
Oh, no. And, you know, it's something how they, when we first get them, you know, Geraldine was our first one, and we've got Greg, and then we've got Bear. And so Bear, they all cannot talk in sentences when you get them.
Right.
He's just now putting two or three words together.
You know, he probably hasn't talked to people much in most of his life. He's just wandered around. He's almost like a feral human being. Like you would say a feral cat, a feral human being. But now...
But he thanked Jesus for the food. He thanked Jesus for taking care of us and for taking care of him at the dinner table. We all take turns praying, and I said, Bear, would you like to pray? Well, I just knew he'd say no.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yes, ma'am.
Wow. Isn't that something?
It's something.
Martha, I'm gonna encourage people to go to carecutsknox.org, and let's find
a way
to...
It does start. It starts with a haircut, but CareCuts is much, much more.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But
it's about their salvation.
It's about their salvation and their life. Lifesaver woman, thank you for talking to me today. I appreciate you.
Thank you. And we will be feeding Sunday from 2 to 4 with the CDC codes, methods, and guidelines.
Exactly. Maintaining the social distance properly with the methods and everything in place for barbers. Martha.
No. We're not cutting hair,
well,
sir.
No, you're not. Yeah. I know you're not cutting hair. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're maintaining the feeding and care as much as possible, maintaining social distance according to the CDC. Correct, Marty?
Yes, sir. We're adding an X to their spot this week because they're a little bit confused.
Right.
Just like us.
Yeah, I hear you. We're praying.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, Marty. Keep up the good work.
I can't wait till your hair gets long.
You think I ought to grow it out?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'll grow it out. We'll see what Mrs. Bell says, too.
Yeah.
God bless you, Marty.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too, from Joy 620 WRJZ. That's Marty Baker of CareCuts, carecutsknox.com or carecutsknox.org for more information on how you can help out. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by Taylor Plumbing. We're back in a moment.